It is May 31st, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast includes commentary from our Hits and Takes section of JLN, stories from the First Read section of today's newsletter, a listing of the top three stories from Friday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. There are two excellent analysis commentaries on major issues for the derivatives industry in today's newsletter. Professor Craig Perrong on the Streetwise Professor website dives into the recent CFTC roundtable with a piece titled "A Timely Object Lesson on the Dangers of Tight Coupling in Financial Markets and Hence the Lunacy of Fetishizing Algorithms." And industry veteran executive Vijay Angelo at Citi AM leverages his experience in derivatives and crypto with a piece titled "There is a Fundamental Flaw in the Crypto Economy." Prong makes a great case about the tight coupling of the clearing mechanism, and Angelo speaks about how crypto needs continuous new money or it does not work. Angelo is not all negative, though. The editorial board of the Chicago Tribune took notice on Sunday of the fact that Cboe Global Markets is actually moving its trading floor back to the CBOT building in an editorial titled, "Improbably, Downtown Chicago Gets a New Open Outcry Trading Floor." While reading the Chicago Tribune on Sunday, I also perused the obituaries. First, I wanted to make sure I was not listed in them, and second, as you get older, you know more people who are. There were two former Chicago Board of Trade members who were listed this Sunday, Scott W. Gara and William James Osman. Gara was founder of Cabo Trading and died at the age of 66, living years longer despite battling prostate cancer. Gara is a former Boy Scout, Order of the Arrow member, and got his start on the Mid-America Commodity Exchange. The AFM, BVI, Cboe Europe, and EFAMA issued a joint position paper which provides a set of key principles needed to ensure the successful creation of an EU equity consolidated tape. Euronext has put together a resource webpage about its new CAC 40 ESG index future contract, including a short video. Jesus Togno has joined Quantigo as global head of index client service based in London. The Crypto Connection 2022 conference will be held on June 15th, 16th at Excedra Venues, 360 Madison Avenue, New York, New York, VIP reception on June 15th. The promoters say this year's Crypto Connection conference will explore the pathways for institutional crypto and broader digital asset adoption and the next wave of innovations, expectations, and opportunities. Sessions will touch upon need-to-know trends and emerging subject areas, including decentralized finance, ETFs, NFTs, and the metaverse. For more information, you can go to a link in today's newsletter. JLN this week will start to publish our videos from the Options Industry Conference held in San Antonio a couple of weeks ago. Also, Saturday, I head to London for FIA's IDX 2022. It will be great to be back at IDX, and I will be shooting some video interviews while I'm there. Reach out if you have some news. Over the weekend, one of the boys from the Boy Scout troop I was the scoutmaster of had his Eagle ceremony. I was not able to attend his court of honor as I was out of state, but he presented his mentor pins to the scoutmaster who followed me, the committee chair of the troop, and myself. He mentioned in his comments about me inspiring him during a scoutmaster conference at the local library. Here are more stories from the First Read section of today's JLN. From the spread, term of the week, four more terms. Check it out at johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from the Streetwise Professor. A timely object lesson on the dangers of tight coupling in financial markets and hence the lunacy of fetishizing algorithms. FT Alphaville had a fascinating piece this week in which it described a discussion at a CFTC roundtable debating the FTX proposal that is generating so much tumult in derivatives world. In a nutshell, Chris Edmonds of ICE revealed that due to a technical issue during the market chaos of March 2020, which I wrote about in a Journal of Applied Corporate Finance piece, a large market participant was arguably in default to the ICE clearinghouse. But ICE, after consulting with the CEO, i.e. Jeff Sprecher, did not pull the trigger and call a default. Instead, it gave some time to the incipient defaulter to resolve the issue. This raises an issue that I have written about for going on 15 years, the tight coupling of the clearing mechanism and the acute destabilizing potential thereof. Tight coupling systems are subject to normal accidents, also known as systematic collapses, shit shows. In a tightly coupled system, everything must operate in a tight sequence, and the failure of one piece of the system can cause the collapse of the entire system. My comment, humans are necessary. Not everything works just right all the time. Here's a story from City AM. There's a fundamental flaw in the crypto economy by Vijay Angelo. In 2018, I joined the growing ranks of crypto entrants. I was driven there looking for a technology solution for a major problem in the fixed income futures markets. During that time, I was fortunate to witness both the peak and crash of the crypto and ICO markets during that time. I say fortunate as the experiences were very enlightening in terms of learning how the market was operating in those days. 4 years later, I'm learning more about how the market has evolved, what lessons have been learned, and those it haven't. By becoming more deeply involved with cryptocurrencies and digitization through Inspira Wealth, I've become more analytical and critical, leading to a very high level of enthusiasm for the future of this new technology and economy, offset now by a healthy level of criticism of its major flaws. And then here's a story from Hyperallergetic. Too many bros. Bored Ape dating app shuts down over lack of women. The unsurprising demise of Lonely Ape Club is reflective of crypto's larger gender inequity problem. To no one's surprise, a dating app created exclusively for collectors of the increasingly infamous Bored Ape Yacht Club NFTs was forced to shut down earlier this month due to a lack of women members. Unfortunately, due to the vastly uneven ratio of men to women who signed up for our waitlist, we have decided to put the BAYC dating app on hold indefinitely, reads a May 12th tweet by the app's creator. Too many bros. My comment. Now, how many of you are really surprised by this? Here's a story from the New York Times. Times Square at its overcrowded, dizzying worst is exactly what New York City needs. The economic future of New York depends on everyone coming back, not just the tourists. Too bad office workers don't want to join them. The sensory overloaded tower will offer visitors the chance to do quite a lot. All in one place. They will be able to sing along with a hologram of their favorite pop star, spend their cryptocurrency, marvel at ever-changing digital art on the walls, and dine on a 10,000 square foot outdoor terrace. It will be an enviable perch to gaze out at Times Square, a neighborhood that before the pandemic represented 15% of the city's economic output and just 0.1% of the land area. My comment, just wait until LaSalle Street is all lit up just like Times Square. Here's a story from the Washington Post. First, she documented the alt-right. Now she's coming for crypto. Molly White, a veteran Wikipedia editor, is fast becoming the cryptocurrency world's biggest critic. In a strange animated YouTube video, CryptoLand paints itself as the ultimate utopia, featuring luxurious villas, a casino, and a private club, all located on a pristine island in Fiji. Built by and for cryptocurrency enthusiasts, it was looking for investors. To Molly White, the project wasn't just cringeworthy bluster. It was promotional material for yet another potential scam. one that was targeting the money of real people. Digging into Crypto Lang's organizing documents, she found a business plan full of contradictions and other red flags, like an address in the Seychelles Islands, a tax haven which had hosted previous high-profile crypto scams. Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our most read story Friday was the Financial Times. Did a major financial institution kind of maybe slightly default in March 2020? Second was Bloomberg's A New Prediction Market Lets Investors Bet Big on Almost Anything. Third was Why Steve Kerr's Comments on Uvalde Should Stop You in Your Tracks from CNN. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. First, from the Chicago Tribune. Chicago Tribune editorial, improbably downtown Chicago gets a new open outcry trading floor. Downtown Chicago needs help recovering from the pandemic as office closures and a new public safety crisis continue to weigh down the city's business district. So it's with a mix of gratitude and mild disbelief that we welcome the launch of something most Chicagoans probably thought they'd never see again, a new open outcry trading floor. On the morning of June 6, Cboe Global Markets is scheduled to ring the opening bell at its new venue in the same Chicago Board of Trade building at the foot of LaSalle Street, where the option market got its start in the 1970s, where the shouting and arm-waving of open outcry ruled for decades until computers mostly took over. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. Market slide forces rookie traders to grow up fast. All investors have to live through their first stock meltdown. The current one is a doozy. Lucas Dagenault likes to glance at his E-Trade account before school or after his shifts at the supermarket. More days than not lately, it shows a sea of red. Mr. Dagenault, who just turned 18 years old, is mostly invested in a fund that tracks the S&P 500. The index is off to its worst start to a year in more than five decades, but he tries not to dwell on it. His strategy is to put about $500 a month into his brokerage account, and he has no plans to stop. If just by staying in the market, I can make more money than anyone trying to time the market, I'm definitely going to do that, said Mr. Dagenault, who graduates on Sunday from Newbury High School in Newburyport, Massachusetts. Here's a story from FIA. CFTC Roundtable on Non-Intermediation focuses on FCM benefits and default waterfalls. Wide-ranging discussion touches on customer protection, product suitability, self-certification, margin, and liquidation issues. The U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission hosted a wide-ranging and at times contentious discussion on issues related to intermediation and derivatives trading and clearing on May 25th. The roundtable event was more than 6 hours long and included representatives from CFTC Registered Derivatives Clearing Organizations, DCOs, and Futures Commission Merchants, FCMs, as well as trading firms, asset managers, agricultural industry representatives, academics, public interest groups, and others. Though the event was ostensibly about non-intermediation broadly, a great deal of discussion centered around the specifics of a recent request by FTX U.S. Derivatives to amend its order of registration of a DCO to expand its existing non-intermediated model to permit the trading and clearing of margin products. That request would open the door for FTX to offer futures on cryptocurrencies and possibly other assets through a direct clearing model in which customers bypass FCMs and become direct members of the FTX clearinghouse. As a result, FTX founder and CEO Sam Bankman-Fried, who participated in person in the roundtable, spent a significant amount of time responding to both general concerns as well as specific questions about the FTX proposal. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.